This message comes from NPR sponsor REI Co-op. REI has gear, clothing, classes, and advice for camping and glamping, biking and hiking, axing and snacksing. Visit your local REI Co-op or REI.com for the million and one ways to opt outside.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. Plans for a U.S. meeting with a high-level Israeli delegation are back on. As NPR's Franco Ordonez reports, the White House says that a date should be finalized within the coming days.
The purpose of the meeting is to discuss Israel's plans for a major military operation in the city of Rafah in southwestern Gaza. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu canceled after the U.S. abstained from a U.N. Security Council resolution vote demanding a ceasefire in Gaza. White House spokesman John Kirby said the U.S. will share its concerns about the Rafah operation and propose alternatives that would protect civilians.
We don't support a major ground operation in Rafah. We think it would be a mistake, given the, 1.5 million folks that are seeking refuge down there.
Kirby says the U.S. doesn't want to linger over hurt feelings following the U.N. vote. He said the two sides are focused on making the meeting happen and getting a better sense of what the Israelis are thinking and planning. Franco Ordonez, NPR News.
Russia is preventing a group of experts from reporting on violations of U.N. sanctions against North Korea. As NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports, Western nations have accused Russia of buying North Korean weapons to use against Ukraine.
For a decade and a half, the Security Council has backed the so-called panel of experts reporting on North Korea. But this year, Russia vetoed a resolution to renew the group's mandate. And U.S. Ambassador Robert Wood says looking over the recent reports, it's clear why.
The panel began reporting in the last year on Russia's blatant violations of the U.N. Security Council resolutions, in addition to the DPRK's persistent sanctions evasion efforts within Russia's jurisdiction.
Russia's ambassador to the U.N. says the sanctions are detached from reality and are just an attempt by the U.S. to, quote, strangle North Korea. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.
The Biden administration is releasing $60 million in emergency funds to help rebuild the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore. The span collapsed after being hit by a cargo ship that lost power moments after leaving the city's port early Tuesday. Six workers on the bridge were killed. Maryland Governor Wes Moore says efforts are already underway to clear debris from the disaster.
The best minds in the world are coming together to collect the information that we need to move forward with speed and safety in our response to this collapse.
Moore says it'll take a long time for the Baltimore region to recover. A video data recorder from the cargo ship shows that the pilot tried to warn authorities moments before the crash. FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried has been sentenced to 25 years in prison for defrauding investors to his failed cryptocurrency exchange. Prosecutors were seeking up to 50 years. In November, Bankman-Fried was convicted of wire fraud and conspiracy charges. This is NPR News. The presumptive presidential nominees for the Republican and Democratic parties made appearances in New York on Thursday. Former President Trump attended a wake for a fallen police officer and called for a crackdown on violent crime. President Biden was joined by former Presidents Obama and Clinton for a star-studded fundraiser that the Biden campaign estimates raised $25 million. Demonstrators gathered outside the event at Radio City Music Hall to denounce the Biden administration's response to the war in Gaza. The St. Louis Cardinals beat the Los Angeles Dodgers 7-1 Thursday in one of the most anticipated opening day games in Major League Baseball. Steve Futterman reports from Los Angeles.
Perfect weather greeted the Dodger home opener. Everyone seemed in a good mood, like this Dodger fan, William Soronto.
It's a great day, man. It's all about the Dodgers, baby, opening day.
Matt Carpenter of the Cardinals has taken part in more than a dozen opening days.
It is one of the best things going in the United States. I mean, it should be a national holiday. Fans love it.
The Dodgers brought out some star power. Actor Bryan Cranston announced the lineup, including the Dodgers' $700 million man.
Batting second at designated hitter, Shohei Ohtani!
Ohtani's opening day was a bit complicated. He's under investigation by Major League Baseball. His name has been linked to an illegal gambling operation. For NPR News, I'm Steve Futterman in Los Angeles.
Wall Street stocks closed mostly lower in Thursday's trading. The market is closed for Good Friday. This is NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Mint Mobile. From the gas pump to the grocery store, inflation is everywhere. So Mint Mobile is offering premium wireless starting at just $15 a month. To get your new phone plan for just $15, go to mintmobile.com/switch.